Amen. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Isn't that right? All right. Good to see you. I want you to please stand. I'm going to be reading out of Psalms this morning. Mr. Holmes, good morning. You know, this is the day the Lord has made, isn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. A worship psalm. It was a psalm of David. It was when he was living in the desert of Judah. How many of you know that he wasn't living in the palace at that time? How many of you know it wasn't the easiest time in David's life? Because he was running from King Saul. And yet, these are the words that David prayed, and he worshiped God when he was in the midst of a wilderness situation. He said, God, and I'm reading out of the Message Bible, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. Now, when you came in here this morning, we come in here with the attitude, God, I just want more of you. I can't get enough of you. I've worked up such a hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts. Well, let me ask you something. Have you worked up a thirst for God this morning? Let's not come together just because, well, it's Sunday morning, 9:30, New Life for the Nations, we need to go to church. Let's say it's Sunday morning, 9:30, and we get to be in the presence of the Lord. That's why I said welcome to the presence of the Lord. So here I am. In the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. Boy, that was a statement of faith, living in the desert, wasn't it? He was in the wilderness, Ricardo, and he was saying, I'm really living it. Because where are we really living it? It's in the presence of God, isn't it? But I'm really living it at last. My lips bring praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. Wow. I eat my fill of prime rib and gravy. Now, he's spiritually talking. Now, physically, when you think of prime rib, you think of the best food, don't you? He's saying spiritually, I'm drinking of prime rib and gravy. It's right here, folks. I smack my lips. It's time to shout praises. Did you ever get that good meal? You take that first bite and you think, man, this is good. All right. That's the attitude we need to have for the presence of God. Man, it's good. I don't think I want to leave. If I'm sleepless at midnight, I spend the hours in grateful reflection because you've always stood up for me. I'm free to run and play. I hold on to you for dear life, and you hold me steady as a post. Wow. Folks, let's just lift our hands this morning. Let's just praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's enjoy Him this morning. It's not like, worshiping God's not like taking medicine. It is as medicine, but it's a joy. To praise Him and worship Him and be in His presence for what He's going to do today. Are you anticipating God doing something this morning? Come on now. We anticipate the Lord blessing and pouring out His Spirit and His blessing. And as we were praying earlier, out of my mouth came these words, and for the visitation of the administering angels of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Thank God for doing the miracle that you're expecting today. Don't just keep saying one of these days. This is a day for your miracle. This is a day for God for things to turn around in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're sitting in a wilderness this morning or in a dry desert place, begin to eat of the Lord. Begin to eat of His presence. As we praise Him this morning.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. one.
Come on.
It's a new day, peace has come.
Jesus saves.
Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus saves.
Open him. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join in heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves.
Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
You save, you heal,
restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out and shout to the whole world knows his name. Jesus, sing it out and shout, for we will know your name.
Your Father's heart to us. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you and magnify you today, Father God, for your glory and for your honor. Amen.
Hallelujah. Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone.
He has filled our hearts with wonder so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be.
All we are, all we have, but a gift from God that we receive.
Come on now.
up our eyes to see the majesty and glory of the King.
He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember.
You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be.
Even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout
at the sound of His holy name.
Come on down.
So let every voice sing out, so let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise.
You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free.
When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see.
When
you and I will see.
You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will be who we were meant to be.
Yeah,
we were meant to be.
Oh. Worship me, the rocks are going to. Now we don't, and there's technically no life in the rocks, right? They're not considered living organisms. But if Jesus said, if we don't, living organisms, worship Him, He said the rocks are going to cry out and worship me. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Lift your hands in the sanctuary, church. Magnify and worship Him today. As we honor Him and bless His holy name. Amen. Amen. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want to hear you say words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I've prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away.
You are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
Well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant.
want to hear you say, I prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your voice on that day is all I'm living for.
It's all I'm living for.
Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. We'll meet you in the sky. We will see you face to face. All I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. We'll meet you in the sky. We will see you face to face.
Hallelujah. And
Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for.
That's all I'm living for.
Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. Is all I'm living for. Jesus is all I'm living for.
Jesus
is all I'm living for.
And Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. What about it, church? And Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. Hallelujah. Just take a moment, church.
Thank you, Lord.
Take a moment in our praise and in
Thank
our worship.
You, Jesus.
What are you living for? If you're listening out there online this morning, we welcome you. Or if you're listening to this sometime down the road and it's recorded, let me ask you the question. What are you living for? Sometimes we make commitments with the Lord. We accept Him, but we get on into things and life begins to get so heavy. And things come in and try to just tear us away. And the next thing you know is that, you know, we're either living for other people or we're living for ourselves. So I ask you the question this morning. Are you like that psalmist Davis, what the psalmist David was in Psalm 63 this morning? And he said, oh God, I'm just so glad to be in your presence. It's just like eating a good steak. I just want to eat more and more and more of you. I pray that you've got that relationship this morning. If you don't, you know you can. You can have that relationship with God where He's so close to you. You can talk to Him all time. Call on His name in the time of trouble, as the Word says. And He said, and I will hear you and I will answer you. And I will show you mighty things. Come on, let's lift our hands again in worship, in praise, and in adoration this morning.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory.
The earth is filled with His glory.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing.
Amen, brother.
And everyone sings. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Well, it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing, and everyone sings. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Lord Almighty, holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty,
holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy.
Church, I encourage you right now, whether you're standing or sitting, just in your heart, just begin to worship and praise Him for the miracles that He's going to do today for you. Hallelujah. 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 David was crowned king, but he went through the desert
Thank
before
you,
he ever got there. And he never stopped praising Hallelujah. God.
Thank
never
you,
forgot
Jesus.
What God was doing for him. Amen.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
We worship and we praise
oh,
you,
we
Jesus.
You,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We
praise
magnify
you,
your
Jesus.
Holy
we
name.
Worship you, Lord.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
We bless
we
you, Lord.
We
bless you,
we
Lord.
We worship you this morning.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, glory
God.
And honor unto you,
praise
Lord God.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sign your own name to the card of worship. Don't look at your worship this morning as, hey, we provided it up here. We use this when you like going to the store buying pretty cards. But like I've said before, when you get a card from somebody, maybe a beautiful card, but if they've written something personal at the bottom of it, that's the thing that causes you to notice it more than anything else. And so we may be singing other people's songs that they have written under the inspiration of the Lord, but somewhere in there, somewhere in what we do this morning, in praise and worship and in gathering here together, we need to put our own personal note to God and say, Lord, it's me. I'm here. I worship you. I praise you. I glorify you. You know, there's song books and churches, been around for years and years, the Heavenly Highways, hymns, all the denominational hymn books that comes to the different churches, and they're full of songs, and people sing them. And many times, what they're doing is they're singing somebody else's song. I mean, just like standing on the promises. You read the words in that, and you'll realize that whoever wrote that song knew something. But if you don't keep a fresh relationship with God, and you don't make it personal, you'll sing that song for years, and you know everything it says, but it doesn't mean anything to you much. Just a song that we sing. You know. So, in everything that you do, put something personal in there to the Lord. Your own personal thing. Your own, I love you, Lord. You can be seated. You know, one of the things that I've seen through the years, one of the hardest questions for a lot of religious people to answer. You ask them the question and they'll just look at you like, what are you asking that for? It's a simple question. Do you love Jesus? I've seen people in offices in church, I mean like deacons and all like that, be asked that question and look like, what? And I've wondered why it's so hard for some people just to answer, do you love Jesus? Yes, I love Jesus. And I wonder sometimes if it's because when you're asked that question, your first thought is, he's going to know what I say. And if I say yes, he may say, then why you been acting like you've been acting? So I don't know if it's kind of a loaded situation where we feel like we're going to be put on the spot if we say, yeah, Jesus, I love you. And we think, well, if we say, yes, Jesus, I love you, and we may hear him say, then act like it.
Reminded me of that old Carmen song. I love Jesus. Y'all remember it, girls? Yes, I do.
What were you going to say a minute ago? Did you have something you were going to say?
Well, before we do the prayers, I just a couple little business items. I just want to say, Phyllis handed me a note that the bookstore is having a sale. There's some awesome books back there at church. And if you, you know, when it's raining and the weather's not good outside and you want a good book to read, I'd advise you to go to the bookstore. Will it be open right after church this morning? Or Phyllis? Will the bookstore be open? Okay. She'll be back there. Yeah. And some of the books are half off. And also, half off, right? Right. And I got a request this morning for a special young man that we do this when somebody comes up and says, well, I just want to tell you that it's so-and-so's birthday. And I want you to sing happy birthday to him. Well, I think this is a very, very special young man. It's Jacob Williams' birthday. And it's Martha Blankenship's birthday today, too, that I remember from our list. And I know there's others, but I especially want to sing happy birthday to you, Jacob, okay? You ready? Happy birthday to you. I didn't start it right. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know what the alternative to birthdays? You go on to heaven and you don't have any more. Hallelujah. We're going to go through the prayer request here in a minute. And you know, I look around, there's several people that are absent today. A lot of them because of sickness and family members and death of family members. And we want to remember them. We have a request here from getting an email from Linda Seaton, and she wanted us to pray for her great niece Ashley Crawhorn. She really needs the touch of the Lord in her life, and we want to pray for the Stump family. Jack's dad is not doing well. And he's home from the hospital, but just got home yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure that's why none of them are here this morning. And then Faye Balt, pray for her family. She's been on the prayer list for a while. She passed away, and that affects the Campbell and Hensley family. And her funeral's today, so I know that's where all of they are. And Dimple Buck needs healing. She's Barbara's mother, and Barbara said this morning she's really low in her spirit, and we just need to pray the Lord and minister to her. Robert Turner for salvation, and Carla Turner for healing. Is that Donnie Turner? Salvation. Brenda Thrasher for healing. Bethany Shane, baby today, 6 weeks. Oh, okay, she's going to have a baby today, 6 weeks early. Pray for them. Braden Kelsey, appendectomy. That's Jerry Adamson's great nephew. Ken Babcock for healing. Doug Babcock for healing and for finances. Jerry Babcock for healing. Laverne's mom, Okra. She's
doing better. She's physically getting some strength now, and of course she's wanting to come home. And so y'all just keep praying, and y'all, different ones of you, I appreciate so much. You've just been dropping in and visiting her, and it means so much. The more you drop in and visit her, the more she remembers, and you know, and because I ask her every day, try to go through and try to keep her to remembering her friends and her family. And I thank you for her prayers.
And then Hope Cross's mom, they've started a procedure. She's on a ventilator now. They've started a procedure to switch her platelets to try to activate some of the nerves in her body for this condition that she's dealing with. And then Shirley Powell's mom, Ms. McCluster. Anybody have one to add? Lane? Gary Sapp and Jennifer Grimes. Okay. Yeah. Dale?
Knows what she wants to say, but she can't get the right words to come out, and it's coming out.
As a church, I don't think most of you were aware that Lee Turner, she has been having a series of strokes and not even realizing she's been having. That's kind of like it is, isn't it? But it's starting to take effect on where she's having trouble speaking.
She wrote Jacob out a birthday card.
Right. Okay. And what's your brother's name?
Timothy.
Yes, okay.
Okay, Sheila.
Sheila, yeah. Sheila. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll come through.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, they made it last Sunday. Right. Okay, good. We missed you too, Gabe.
Amen. I want you to stand with me as we go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Now, I want to say this. I want Sheila, I want her to come up here for prayer. And anybody else here that needs God to touch you this morning, or if you want to come and stand in for somebody, but we're going to go before the Lord and we're going to trust His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just bless you this morning, Lord. We don't come before you, Lord God, with fancy words, elevated speech. We come to you, Lord God, in humbleness and approaching you, Lord, through the blood of Jesus. Coming into your presence because you invited us. Because Jesus died on the cross and the veil was split from top to bottom. And your presence to us, Lord God, was opened up, and you said, whosoever will, let him come. And so, Lord God, we choose to do that now. We choose to come into your presence, to lift our hands, lift our hearts, lift our voices before you, giving you honor and glory and praise. For Lord God, it's only by you and through you that we are what we are and that we have what we have. We're not self-made men and women. We're spirit-redeemed men and women. We're men and women that have only changed because of the presence of your Spirit within us. They've only been able to change because the Son of God shed His blood for us to redeem us and to make all things new. And Lord God, every name that we have brought up before you this morning that's on this prayer list are precious in your sight. There was blood shed for every one of them. And Lord, I call upon that blood. I plead that blood of Jesus over them. The blood of Jesus that brings salvation. The blood of Jesus that brings healing. The blood of Jesus that brings deliverance from the oppression of the enemy. The blood of Jesus that supplies all of our needs. The blood of Jesus that opens the pathway into your presence. And I plead that blood, Lord God, over every name on this list. And over every situation, Lord God. Ashley and the Stump family and the Balt family and Dimple and Robert and Carla. Donnie and Brenda and Bethany and Braden and Ken and Doug and Jerry and Okra and Hope's mom and Gary and Jennifer and Lane and Lee and Timothy, Sheila, Ms. McClister. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching them today, that you're ministering to them today. And Lord God, these that are standing before you here this morning, in your presence, coming to receive either something for themselves or something for someone else. And you said, ask and we'd receive. So Lord God, right now, for Sheila, I'm asking, Lord God, in Jesus' name, I take authority over that tendonitis in her hands and wrists. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Command it to come out of her and leave her alone. Let her be whole in the name of Jesus. Let the pain stop in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now. You have everything under control. You are the God that supplies every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we believe that Joyce is supplied. She is supplied, Lord God. Take care of her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus.
There is
her respiratory system. Lord God, right now, thank you. Thank you for intervening. Thank you for your Spirit flowing through her. The breath of life, Lord God, into her lungs and her respiratory system. And breaking the power of the enemy. Canceling out any assignment against her to affect her breathing and to cause this coughing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Allergies, I rebuke you and command you to go from her now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Clearness. Clearing everything up. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, shoto koto ta. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus reigns in this
place. Hallelujah.
For the showers of mercy and
just start worshiping the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, right now in Jesus' name.
There is
hallelujah.
Freedom.
Thank you, Lord God. Let it flow.
As we worship,
let His desire,
church,
Lord God. Let it flow.
Where the Spirit
in Jesus' name.
Of the
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord
there
God.
Is
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Orosia katanam.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Look to Jesus today. We lift our
Jesus'
eyes
name.
To Jesus.
Right now, Lord. Hallelujah.
There is
hallelujah.
Freedom.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands, church, and worship and praise the Lord. Reach out to Him
we
and He'll
lift
touch
our
you this morning.
Eyes to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
there
you, Lord.
There is freedom.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Freedom reigns in this place where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. For the showers of mercy and grace are falling from every face, there is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Can you give your all to Jesus?
Will you give your all to Jesus? There is freedom.
There is freedom.
When you give your all to Jesus, there is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place,
Lord,
where the showers of mercy and grace are falling from every showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom
where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We worship and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you and we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, put your hand on your heart and just sing with us. Jesus reigns in this place. And I'm talking about my spirit. Where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom.
Oh, thank you.
Say it one more time. Jesus reigns here. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Hallelujah. You know why there's freedom? It's freedom because we have a king who has conquered our enemies. Hallelujah. He has set us free and given us life through his mercy and his grace. You can be seated. Stay in the presence of the Lord, because this morning God is here and he wants to touch you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious, dear, that grace appeared the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secure. He wields my shield and portions be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. my God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Children may be dismissed. Go to their classes. I'm just so thankful for their teachers.